Hey sisters, welcome back. I hope you all had an amazing Labor Day weekend, had lots of fun. We are back with another episode of the worship series with artist Sarah Jors. So she is a singer, songwriter, musician, and just really a creative. I love her music and I've been listening to it for a long time now, as you guys will hear us talk about in the interview. And she just shares what her songwriting process is like, about her journey with the Lord, and also how her secret place time has changed over the years. So get ready to be encouraged if you are a creative, and let's dive in. Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. So I really want to dive into your story because, you know, I followed you on Instagram for like years now, but I'd love to actually hear more about and this is a question I always like to ask people because I love hearing like their testimonies, is like, how did Jesus like find you?
Yeah. So my dad always took me to church and everything like that, and we would always talk about Jesus. And so I feel like from a really young age I always knew God, and I always like was like thinking about him, and like I feel like I always like had the spirit like right there, like I never wanted to do anything wrong. And but like in a way of like, oh, like I want to be pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I just always kind of knew God since a young age. And then when I was like 13 is when like, you know, you just start to see more of who you really are in a sense, like you're becoming a real person. And so I like realized how much like in need of God I was, and how much like him dying for me was like what I needed. And I just had like a really crazy experience then that just kind of like just continued my journey like with him. And so, yeah, that happened. And then I've just been following Jesus for a super long time, but yeah, kind of just my whole life, and then just continued. And yeah, here I am.
Yay. That's awesome. And I know you've also been writing like music for a long time, but when did you like write your first song, and like, when was that?
It's so weird, 'cause like life goes by so fast. It was literally 10 years ago because I'm 25, mm-hmm. but I think I wrote like my first like that I can think of when I was like 15. Like, I never thought I would do music like ever. I was like, I like to draw and like paint and stuff. And then I don't know where it came from, but when I was 15, I moved to Florida and I was like all alone by myself. I had no friends and I didn't even go to school. Like I did online school. So I literally was just in my room all day. And I just remember I started to write songs and like play them. And yeah, I think that's like when I started writing songs.
And did you think, like, was that like the moment you realized, like, I'm gonna write songs forever? Or how did that like, I guess, like progress for you, where you're like, oh, I want to start like creating music? And
yeah, so no, never. I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't share it with anybody. It was just what I did. And like, it was so healing, like, because I like, you know, I think everyone gets overwhelmed emotionally. And like, so it's like how, you know, how I would process and like get things out and like figure out what I was feeling. And like, even to this day, a lot of times if like something's off and they're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. And I really like don't know. So like I need to like write it out, you know, to even like uncover like what's going on. And yeah, so I just was doing that. And then I didn't share my music or like my, like I didn't sing in front of anyone until I was like 17. And, I just didn't even really think about it. I think I always like liked singing really. I did like one or two plays, and I think I kind of like sang a little bit, but I was so shy and so nervous. And anyways, I finally shared like one of my songs when I was like 17 at my church, just with some of my friends. And they were like, Sarah, like, this is really good. And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, from there, I think I just kind of, they were just encouraging me to like keep on doing it. And then I was like, oh, I want to like record and like maybe put it out. Like, it was never like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this thing and da 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 da. I just was like progressively like doing the next step of like, okay, now I'm going to record it. Okay, now I'll share it. And then it just kind of went from there.
Wow, that's so cool. And so like in that, I guess, like process, like what was that like going from like, oh, okay, I think I'll make some songs or whatever, like learning that whole like recording and producing and like all that. What was that like for you?
Well, I think I've always just like I like figuring things out. I like doing new things. I like learning new things. And yeah, I just did it. I don't even know. I got like a Mac, and I was just on GarageBand, and I just like would like mess around with. That's still to this day. Like I obviously know more things now, but
Yeah.
like to this day, like I just like click on random things and see what it does, and you know. I just was like, I didn't even use headphones when I first started. Like, I literally just used my laptop sound. And I just was like, oh, I think this sounds good. Okay, I'll just do this, click on this button. But yeah, I enjoy figuring things out. I like doing things by myself. And I just kind of figure it out as I go. So that's what I did.
That's super fun and like I love because because right like before this I was like on your Spotify and I was like listening to a few of your songs and I was like 2 million views and I was like okay well apparently that figuring things out is working for you.
Thank you so much. It is so funny because yeah, I'm like I don't know like what I don't know what other people see in it, you know, kind of thing. But I'm like and of course it's like I used to always feel and still to this day sometimes feel like oh like it's not good enough production. Oh like and you know like people will be like oh if you could get a really well produced song da 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 da, you know, be better. But I'm like but people like the way that I do it now and nobody ever has a problem with it. If you don't like it, don't listen. But it's just like funny. I'm like, well, like, I think it shows you that people connect more to like what it's saying, you know, more than like, okay, it's the perfect production of a song, you know. And to me, I connect more with what a song is saying more than its production. So I guess it's like it is reflective of what I like anyways. Like, I don't really care about production as much as I care about like lyrics or whatever. So yeah, I guess like my songs are very myself, just myself.
Yeah, they're so beautiful and like you have such a beautiful voice. Like I listen to so many of your songs and every time I feel what you're saying as far as like connecting with the lyrics because every time I'm like I feel like something in my heart move, you know? Not just like, "Oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful." Like I never think about that. So, I feel like the same. So, I feel like a lot of people that maybe listen to you are like they really are maybe even like the writers or like words people because I'm a writer and words people.
I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like me, like a lot of people who listen are probably just like very similar to me, you know? But yeah, it's pretty cool.
No, I love that. And literally, like, my best friend showed me too. And I was like, oh, this is like before I even knew like Christian music outside of like Hillsong existed. And I was like, she showed me like you and Allie Ayers and like Rivers and Robots. And I was like, oh my gosh, my life has changed forever. But yeah, so I listened to your, of course, the Where Are You album on like repeat forever.
Oh my gosh, no, that's so fun. I love it. Yeah, it's like pretty cool like how because of like the times we're in, like so many people can share like their art and what they're doing and it's so amazing and that's so fun. I love Where Are You? I always like forget. Like I forget about everything I've ever put out. And so but that's like one of the albums I'm like, no, like that was really fun. Really, really fun to make. And yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, and that kind of makes me go back to the first thing you had said, where you're like your songs, you're kind of processing like what you're feeling. Do you feel like that's still the way that you write music today, or like how has that changed for you like over time?
That's a great question. No, yeah, it's really weird, like to when I first started, obviously I'm just writing for the sake of myself. And then all of a sudden, when it's like, oh, like some people are listening, it started to be like, oh, like now I'm like thinking about, oh, maybe people would hear this. And, but I really, really try. Like, the most important thing to me is keeping it authentic and genuine just for myself, like myself and God. Like, I never want to, yeah, go get away from that. So now when I'm making a song, I think it's still the same. I just make it like, this is just my song. Like, this is a song I'm making like myself and with God, and like that's really it. And then if I'm sharing it, it's gonna like, it's wonderful. I love to share it. Like, that's so fun for me. And so yeah, I really try to keep it as like, I try to stay in the same mindset that I did before anybody like was listening, I guess. So I really tr so it is really the same process. But I wanna continue to just have fun and have no pressure, because I feel like more pressured, even though I'm an independent artist, no one's telling me to put songs out, but it's like I feel like this internal pressure of like, oh, I want to put music out, and it is really fun, I like it, but I want to enjoy the process as well. So I always try to just keep I try to keep that same mentality all the time.
Yeah, that's so good. That was actually my next question is like how, and especially like as you grow, it's like how do you like deal with like that pressure? Like how do you like keep yourself in that place and even like oh, like do I need to be doing something else? Like do you ever feel like that pressure too?
Yeah, just like, and I think it's so funny, like I don't know why this is, but it's like, oh, like now people are listening, oh, people want to hear upbeat. Like, I just always like assume like, oh, like people want upbeat and like fun songs. But then I'm like, wait, like I just need to do what I do. Like, I listen to chill songs. Like, I like chill music. Like, that's what I like to do. It's what I like to make. And so I don't know why there's like that pressure of like, oh, now I need to be different, when it's just not true. Because it's like, I feel like, I don't know why, I don't know where that mentality comes from. But yeah, I try to, I think like always like also have like my best friend, she always will remind me to just like be myself, like, and like to not think so much about it. Like, just make what I want to make. If I like it, then like who cares, you know? So that's always good. Like, having people encourage me and like help me like keep my like focus on the right thing of like, I don't have to try to please people now. Like, I just need to just continue to do what I do. And I'm sorry. And then I guess, was that your question? Do you have like another?
Oh yeah, no, I was just gonna say like, well, it kind of builds on the next question. It's like, that authenticity and like everything, but also like dealing with other stresses of life. Like, how do you stay in a place of like creating and not allow like other things to kind of, like bills. Like when you're 17, you don't have bills, but you're 25 now. So I'm like, but like, because I feel like I have those. I specifically can like easily, I'm like, oh, well, this is the things that need to be taken care of right now can often take like priority over like creativity. And then like for me, my own process, like I feel it. You know what I mean? And I don't know like how you deal with that or how you stay like this is in a really important part of my life and how you keep it like a priority.
No, I mean, I'm the same in the same boat as you. I definitely like, exactly, I have to pay bills, I have to pay my rent, I have to keep my lights on, like, and those things definitely take priority. And then, so I work 40 hours a week, so that I'm tired, and I'm not like a young whippersnapper. But I'm like, okay, at 17, like I was working, going to school, making music, but like, I was like young and like had so much energy, and like even at 25, like I'm like, it is harder, and I do have more responsibilities, so it definitely is, yeah, much more difficult. I really, really like, my goal is always like to try to like make it a priority, like, because like when I'm not creating at some level, I do feel like something's missing in my life. Like, I feel like I'm not myself. So I really try, but I often fail of like making it a priority, or like being like, Sarah, you just have to do it. Like, you just have to do something to like, you'll feel better. And so yeah, so I definitely struggle. But then it's funny, like, because then I'm like, wait, like I do put out music a lot, but to me it's like still not even that much. But just I wanna also like create just for the sake of creating. Maybe not even to put it out, but like just for the sake of creating. I mean, that's another thing. Yeah, I'm like, I just want to have fun and create because I love it and it's what I do, not just like to have a product, I guess.
Yeah, it's like if something comes out of it, wonderful.
Exactly. Like it doesn't have to, but like not having that pressure, like, oh, everything I do has to be perfect and I have to like share or like whatever. It's like it can just be fun.
Yeah, I feel like so. I mean, I feel like a lot of creatives and like women that just have like things on their heart that they want to create, it's like that's really freeing. And it's like, oh, I forget. And hopefully that's like a reminder to people listening because I felt so much pressure in the beginning with my podcast. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to produce all these episodes and it has to be, oh my gosh, I was like so crazy. Now I'm just like, okay, let's just talk, whatever. Like I'll put it up. And it's so
Yeah.
super fun and like life-giving, and I love it so much.
Yes. Oh, 100%. The second it becomes like about the thing itself, it like loses. It loses all of its like everything that matters, you know? Because you lose like the human, I don't know, human part of it.
I love that. And like, I don't know why, but I feel like asking this question. I guess I have two questions. I always say, oh, I have one more question. And then I always have another one. So I'm like, I have to remove that from my vocabulary from the
Totally
podcasting.
fine.
But one is, yeah, what is your, I really want to ask this for some reason. What is your secret place life like with the Lord? Obviously, you don't have to share. I mean, it's a secret place, but you know what I mean?
So it
What you
is.
can share.
No, I mean, yeah, to be completely honest, it's that's something that I maybe it just looks different from when you're 17 to when you're 25. So I think that's something I'm learning. And even actually, as you asked me that, I was gonna be like, oh, well, I'm kind of, I feel like I'm failing in that area, but maybe it's not necessarily failure more than I'm just trying to learn what it looks like now. Like, life looks different than what it did at 17. Like, and so, like, my secret place with the Lord is gonna look different, you know? So, it's something I'm learning, I guess, and definitely something that. Again, like you feel it. I feel it when I'm not making time, you know, or when I'm not like just being still throughout my day or just being still in my heart in general. Like the secret place is like I think it's an always constant thing. Like it's always just being still before the Lord in every circumstance, in every second of the day. And so when you're, you know, it's not like maybe necessarily a 30-minute time, you know, it's a stance of posture of your heart. Obviously, you also take the time, right? But yeah, so that's something, it's something I'm learning. So it looks different. It looks different, but yeah.
I love that. I love that you said that. Maybe that's on my mind. I just did the Secrets of the Secret Place with Bob Sorge class, and I'm like, okay, first of all, it's amazing. But
I do have that book.
oh my gosh. So I
Yeah.
didn't know who he was until this thing, and I was just like, this is insane. But I think, I don't know, I get a lot of messages from girls too, and it makes me think a lot like about the secret place. I always want to ask that. But what is like one project that you are like really excited about right now, like in regards to like your music that you're working on, or maybe something you've already just recently put out, like that you want to share?
Yeah. So, I mean, my last like full EP that I just put out was Cyberspace, which was really incredible and it was just an incredible thing to work on. I worked on it with two of my best friends from Florida. Two guys, Andy Cowdery and Luis Vicens. They're incredibly talented. And they helped me like bring it to life. Super proud of that, happy about that. So that's my last project. And then I also just put out a single. This is like a random thing. I put out a single called Maybe Tables Turn. I wrote and recorded it in 2018. It's like so random, but I finally just put it out, like to stream and stuff. And I'm working right now. I have, so like I said, the past year has been really insane, but I am working on, sorry.
There
I have some singles that I really, really wanna finish and maybe put out, hopefully soon. A possible album, but it's like a of a concept like I not to be vague, but it's like a concept that I don't know if it's like something I would want to share,
you go.
but just like regards to like kind of family and stuff like that. So it's like kind of like this is true and personal, and I'm a very vulnerable person. But there's some things, you know, are like maybe I should keep that to myself. But yeah, so this year's been really insane. So I've been processing a lot. Again, I don't know if those songs will ever come to light for other people. But I do have some other songs that I am working on. One song in particular, it's called Everything Will Be All Right, or Everything, something like that. I don't know the title exactly yet.
Yeah.
Everything Will Be All Right. I would say hopefully in the next couple months that will be released. I'm really excited about that song. I think it's hopefully will be encouraging to people. It's funny, like I said, I don't write for other people, but I wrote it for myself. But I think, like, I shared it with some of my friends, and I think it's super encouraging. Hopefully people can be encouraged, have a little bit more peace. So that should be coming out soon under, you know, hopefully to stream everywhere, maybe in the next couple months.
Ooh, okay. Yay. No pressure. That does not, we don't put any pressure.
No, but I do, this is good for me because I also need a little pressure because then I won't do anything. So I'm like, okay, no, I do want to put it out. So let me just say it and then I'll, now I like need to work on it.
Like we're putting the podcast episode out tomorrow.
I'm like, okay, perfect. No, so like I have to get it done.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what is one thing that you would want to share with other like Christian creatives who want to write songs or like write music, or even like they see you, right? I just think about people who follow you. Like when I saw like you collaborated with like other amazing artists like Montel Fish and like Ecclesi, I was like, oh my God, Lord. Like people who look up to you and they're like, wow, like I want to do something like that. Like how would you like inspire them, or what words like do you have for them?
Yeah. It's funny. I feel like I don't know if I'm a great example. Cause I think I'm a little bit different than other people. Like I said, I never like was like, oh, music is what I'm going to do. Like, and I'm going to grind and da da da. And this, that's what I want to do. I want to, make music. And I just genuinely never, it was just not a thought. I just started making music and it just, I don't even know. It just started happening. Like people just found it and like, kind of crazy. Like now, like people listen to my music, you know, it's crazy that even one person would listen, you know? But I guess I would say, for myself, my personal opinion is just be yourself, just be authentically who you are, know who you are. And if you're gonna do anything, you do it unto the Lord. So don't be worried about, you know, like don't be worried about all the logistics, I guess, as much as you're worried about who God knows you to be and who, you know, and who you know yourself to be. That's the most, your character is the most important thing in this life. And your relationship with Jesus is the most important thing. So just, that's always just center. And if you're going to do anything, do it out of that place. And I just think like if God has called you to do something, you're going to do it. So like, if you want to make music, okay, then do your best. I feel like don't limit yourself. Like obviously everyone has different skills and talents. But if you can do it yourself, try, you know, maybe don't put so much pressure on yourself that it needs to be perfect. I think, you know, just create what's authentic and real to you and do it in the presence of God and share it with people because, you know, I think like we all have something to say. Like if it's coming out of who we really are, I think it's important. I think it's important. And I think people will, you know, if you're being vulnerable, people will connect to you and relate to you. And we all crave human connection. But yeah, that's my biggest advice. Just be who you are. Don't strive to be somebody or to have some sort of monetary thing to gain, I think. As much as, yeah, you just want to be pleasing to God. That's just like my biggest thing. I just think it's the most important thing. If you don't have that, if you're thinking about like numbers or something too much off the bat, I think there's something off. Of course it's reality, but, yeah, just stay true to who you are and keeping your character good. And yeah, your relationship with Jesus is just the most important thing. Everything will flow from that. What's meant to be will be. That's what I think.
I love this. Yes. Literally, I was like, wow, I'm receiving a lot of what you're saying. So you're amazing. Thanks for coming on and just sharing like your heart and your story and your music. I'm super excited to hear what's coming next, but I'm also going to keep listening to Spotify, racking up the numbers. But yeah, I would love, and you're just so genuine and authentic, you know, and that's why people love your music. Like you're super you, you're super authentic, and you have such a unique, beautiful sound. Like your voice is so beautiful. So it's like when you, cause I, you were like, I can't believe one person listened. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's so good. So I just want to encourage you with that. And then, yeah, if you just want to like, okay, give me some time. You just want to like pray, if that's okay. If like pray over creatives like that may be listening, like women who just like need encouragement, like whatever else you feel, it's totally open. So.
Sure. Well, first, like, thanks for all that. No, I really do appreciate it. Very encouraging to me, and you're so kind too. So this has been really fun. But yeah, no, I'll go ahead and just pray. Sure. Why not? All right. Okay. Dear Lord, just, thank you, God, for our life. Thank you for the breath that's in our lungs. May we never forget where it comes from. May we always use it to bless your name. May we always use it to lift you up, Jesus, and not ourselves. May you just refocus our eyes on who you are, the beauty of your face, God. May we just truly lift up our eyes to you and nobody else and nothing else, not ourselves, not others, not the world and what it could offer us, Jesus. May we truly just lift up our eyes to you, God. May you refresh us. May the truth of who you are and how much you love us, God, may it become real to us. May it be real in our minds. May it be real in our hearts. May it be real in our souls. May we just experience you, God, and who you are, so that we might pour out that revelation to others, Jesus. May your will be done through us. May we bring heaven to earth, God. So I just pray for anyone who is making music, God, and myself, or anyone who's doing anything creative, producing anything, God. I just pray that it would be bringing heaven to earth, that we would just, bring your goodness, bring your truth, bring your sweetness, bring your patience, bring your kindness, and bring your justice down to earth, Jesus, as we wait for your return. And God, I just thank you that we get to be here and we get to figure this thing called life out just one step at a time. May we have hope for the future, but may we be rooted in today and just do your will, Jesus, and enjoy you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening, sis. Make sure and check out Sarah George's music. I want to hear how much you love it. And check her out on Spotify and Instagram. I love getting updates on the new things that she's working on. And if you love this episode, share it with a creative, share it with a friend, or someone who could be encouraged by it. All right, I'll see you next week. Blessings.